From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Pakistan says it has successfully tested a ballistic missile with capability to carry both nuclear and conventional warheads to a range of 2,750 kilometers. Army officials say this is the first time they have tested a missile with this range. In a statement, the military's media wing says Monday's test launch of Shaheen 3 missile was meant to validate various designs and technical parameters of the weapon system at maximum range. U.S. President Barack Obama says American and Iranian negotiators have narrowed their differences over Iran's nuclear program, but says he is prepared to end negotiations if no acceptable deal can be reached. Mr. Obama spoke in a pre-recorded interview that aired Sunday on the CBS public affairs show Face the Nation.
If we cannot verify that they are not going to obtain a nuclear weapon, that there's a breakout period, so that even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
Iran has steadfastly insisted its nuclear program is peaceful and is limited to developing energy for civilian use. Doctors in Zambia say newly elected President Edgar Lungu needs treatment abroad for a condition that has caused him to collapse in public on Sunday. The Zambian president's office says Mr. Lungu is suffering from achalasia. It's an illness that leads to narrowing of the food pipe and complications that include chest pains and difficulty in swallowing food and water. A statement Monday said doctors have recommended the president undergo a high-tech medical procedure that is not available in Zambia. VOA News. A senior Nigerian military official said today a joint offensive by neighboring Chad and Niger targeting Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria is consistent with the understanding that there should be no hiding place for terrorists. The troops from Chad and Niger launched their offensive early Sunday in Nigeria's Borno state. That's where Boko Haram has sieged large areas despite the government declaring a state of emergency to fight the militants. Visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel met Japan's Emperor Akihito and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Monday on her first visit to Japan in 7 years.
Doch diese liberale Weltordnung ist nicht selbstverständlich.
That's Ms. Merkel speaking to a Japanese audience in Tokyo. She says that Germany was lucky to be accepted into the community of nations after the horrible experience of World War II. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Abe is expected to give a speech later this year to mark the 70th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II. In its annual safety report released Monday, the International Air Transport Association is calling 2014 the safest year ever for commercial aviation in terms of the number of serious accidents. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The International Air Transport Association says although the number of people dying in air accidents last year was above the average of recent years, data show that in terms of planes lost due to hull losses, it was the safest year on record. The chief executive of IATA, Tony Tyler, characterizes 2014 as a year of contrast for aviation safety.
We did have some very high-profile, very tragic accidents. However, when we look at the picture as a whole, it was in fact a year when air safety improved quite significantly.
IATA says it is striving to make flying even safer and has a 6-point safety strategy. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Two Swiss pilots today set off in an attempt to fly around the world in a solar-powered airplane. Bertrand Picard and André Borsch are taking turns piloting this single-seat plane. And Emotional Borsch spoke before takeoff.
I guess we are both in a level of excitement, which is special, but excitement and also concentration and simply happiness.
The Solar Impulse 2 took off from Abu Dhabi just after dawn and will have stopovers in India, Myanmar, and China before crossing the Pacific Ocean and flying across the United States. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Monday visited hospitalized U.S. Ambassador Mark Lippert. He was slashed in a knife attack last Thursday by an activist and North Korean sympathizer on the face and wrist Thursday as he prepared to give a speech at the lecture hall. Authorities said Sunday they have the suspect faces attempted murder charges. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.